beginning of Maseches Megillah, the Gemara is searching for sources, for psukim, that teach us when to lay in the Megillah. And the Gemara tells us we have a source for the 11th day of Adar, the 12th day of Adar, the 14th day of Adar, the 15th day of Adar. Gemara says, well, how about the 13th? And the Gemara says, nah, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's logical. The 13th of Adar was Zman Kihila Lakol. It was a day of gathering. And since it's a day of gathering, for sure you can lay in the Megillah. Explains Rashi, Zman Kihila Lakol hi, Hakol Nikalu Linakei Mi'oivehem. The Jewish people gathered together to fight against their enemies, to fight against Haman. You gather together to fight. Ultimately, we won. Therefore, we're going to celebrate. Asks the Rush in the back of the Gemara, he says, well, hold on a second. On Purim, we're celebrating winning the war, not getting ready to fight the war. So the fact that we got together to fight the war, how does that help us? We should only have days that allow us to lay because we won the war. Therefore, he disagrees with Rashi. What's the answer? So we have to take a step back for a moment and understand one of the important themes of Purim. Amalek was the ancestor of Haman. Haman ha-Agagi. Agag was the king of Amalek. Haman was an Amalekite. Okay, he was an Amaleki. And as the Svarim tell us, the Sefer Achinuch tells us, next week we're going to link Parsha Zachor about the destruction of Amalek. Why? Because that's intrinsically linked to Purim. We learn about getting rid of, forgetting about Amalek, because on Purim, Amalek was our enemy. Haman was our enemy, Haman was Amalek. That's why the Pasuk says, Machol emche zecher Amalek. We should eradicate Amalek. Machol emche is Gematria 107, and the Baal HaTurim tells us that 107, Zeh Haman is also the Gematria. This is Haman. Amalek, Haman is the same. We have a halacha. The Ramah tells us that when you hear the word, the name Haman, you're supposed to bang. That's not just a custom from children that they do, three-year-olds, four-year-olds, five-year-olds with their cap guns. It's a real custom that everyone should do because we want to bang out Amalek's name. That is part of the essence of Purim. Purim morning. The laning of the Kriyas HaTorah is talking about Amalek. A major theme. The Sefer Rokeach says something very interesting. There are two times that we learn about Amalek in the Torah. In Parshas B'Shalach, there are 9 psukim, 119 words. And in Parshas Kisetzer, we'll learn next week, 3 psukim, 47 words. That equals the 119 and 47 equals 166 words. That's the exact amount of psukim that are in Megillas Esther. Okay? Haman, Amalek, Purim is very much intertwined. When did Amalek come first to attack the Jewish people? In a place called Rephidim, Resh Pei Yud Dalet Yud Mem. And the Kli Yakar tells us that Rephidim are the same letters as Pirud. Pirud means disunity, disconnect. We're not one. We don't have Achdus. When the Jewish people do not have Achdus, when we don't have one, Amalek is able to enter and try to wipe us out, try to destroy us. When we're one, then we're able to connect with the one, the capital O, with Hashem. One can connect to one, but when we're all over the place, when this person is doing it this way, and that person is doing it this way, and this person is not speaking to that person, we don't have unity, no achdus. So that's when Amalek, that's when the tsaros could come and attack us. And that's what we find was the strategic plan of Haman. Because the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that there was a dialogue between Haman and Achashverosh. Haman went to Achashverosh and said, we have these people, the Jewish people, we have to get rid of them. So Achashverosh said, whoa, I'm not going there. He said, look at all my predecessors. Every single kingdom that ever tried to wipe out the Jewish people, they didn't turn out too good. Paro and Nebuchadnezzar, like, forget it. I'm not going there. So comes along Haman, and he says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches of the Megillah, he says, you have nothing to worry about. Because the Jewish people are an Am, Mifuzar, Umiforad, Bein Amim. They're Mifuzar, they're scattered. They're not unified. And when they're not unified, their Hashem, that you're worried about, is not going to be together with them to help them. And therefore, this is the exact perfect moment to go ahead and fight against the Jewish people. And Achashverosh bought it. And he said, okay, go ahead and do it. And what do we find? There's a big danger now. The Jewish people are in a lot of trouble. In Perek Dalet, Esther goes to Mordechai and he says, we have to do something. What should we do? Leich kinos es kol ayudim anim sim b'shushan. Leich kinos, like a kenis, gather them all together. We need achdus. We need them to come together as one. If they're not one, forget it. We're in trouble. And what happens? In Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph, Esther wins over Achashverosh. Mordechai comes along and he sends a letter to the Jewish people to defend yourself. But he doesn't just say, go defend yourself. He says, L'hikahel v'la'amod al nafsham. L'hikahel, to gather, a kahal. Gather together, and then defend yourself. You want to win? You have to be together, you have to be one. In Perek Ches Pasuk Tezvav, they're in Shushan, they're about to fight, and the Pasuk says, V'yikahalu hayudim asher b'shushan. They gathered together. The Vilna Gaon says that they became one, like one person mamish. And then later on, when the Jewish people accepted all the laws of Purim and the holiday of Purim, the Pasuk says, V'kibel ha-Yehudim, in singular, V'kibel. They accepted it as one person, says the Vilna Gaon. The Jewish people switched from an Am Mefuzar Mefarad bin Amim, from totally different ways, to be able to come one, to join together. Unity. That is the way for us to defeat, to defend ourselves against all the tzaras. We have tons of tzaras. In Klal Yisrael, every day, we're hearing something else, another stabbing. We're in a difficult times. Unfortunately, you could become numb sometimes. It's a horrible thing, right? We have to intensify our tefillah. We have to intensify our achdus. We have to look between ourselves. We have to start it over here. We can disagree with other people, but do we hate them? Do we have to move out of their room? Can we not sit next to them? Can we not go for Shabbos together? We have to be able to drop all those barriers and allow ourselves to become unified. And when the Jewish people are one, then they're able to defend against Amalek, they're able to defend against all the tzaras, all the difficulties that we have nowadays. Now let's go back to our question. We ask, how could it be that we're celebrating the 13th, that you could lay in the Megillah on the 13th if there was no victory yet? The 13th, a big deal, they got together to fight. So the end of Rashi gives us the answer. Hakol nikalu linakem oyveihem. They got together to fight their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. Everywhere. De ikar hanes bo haya. The main miracle was then. The main miracle. They haven't started. They didn't even fight yet. But once the Jewish people gathered together, the rest was history. Everything was set in motion. Once they were one, once they were unified, of course the miracle is going to happen. Because that's what's needed in order to fight against Amalek. And that's why we're able to lay on that day. We have to unify, we have to become one, we have to drop any barriers that we have within other people. So how do we do that? What do we do? How do we go ahead and try to achieve this? So obviously one way is to daven all together. To daven. And on Tainus Esther, two weeks from yesterday, on 5:15, there's going to be a tefillah, the guys from the yeshiva, davening by the roof of the new building, saying Tehillim. And it's going to be zoomed live to thousands of students across America. It's going to be 7 hours behind us. And they're all going to be davening at the exact same time as us. From very different walks of life. Everyone's going to come together. We're going to daven for the matzav, for the difficult status that the Jewish people are in. But there's another thing that we could do. The Manos Halevi of Shlomo Alkovitz, the author of Lecha Dodi, he says that it's because of this theme that I just mentioned that the Rabbanan instituted the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos on Purim. Why are we giving presents? Okay, we're happy, so we eat, we drink, but why? Why are we giving presents to each other? So he says it was to counter Haman's decree of Am Mefuzar Mefarad bin Amim. He said we can nail them because they're separate. They're different from one another. They're not living together, they're not unified. And we came together as one. And to remember that, and to try to enhance that, and mechazik that every single year, we have a mitzvah to give Mishloach Manos. To give these presents, to give these foods to someone else. And many people have the custom to give your employee, your employer, your best friend, your roommate, people that you love so much. This is your opportunity to go ahead and give the Shloach Manos. My daughter's school, every girl brings Mishloach Manos to the principal. She walks out with 1,500 Mishloach Manoses. She has to get rid of it within 2 weeks before Pesach. Okay, but that's what we do. It's easy for us. Who is the easy person to go ahead and give it to? We make it nicer. But that's not really the nature of the mitzvah. The nature, the reason the Chazal instituted this mitzvah was in order for us to go ahead and give it to someone that's not similar to us. It's a little different than us. Maybe we had a little bit of altercation with that guy. Purim is that time to bring it together as one, in order to unify. And on that note, we're launching today, okay, right here, a new initiative, okay? And that is, some of you have heard of a initiative that happened a few years ago, Ice Bucket Challenge, perhaps? If you haven't, you'll ask the guy next to you. Okay. We're going to do the Purim hashtag, of course. Hashtag Purim Unity Challenge. The Purim Unity Challenge, we're going to take it on upon ourselves. At lunch already today, there will be people walking around with sign-up sheets. We're all going to sign up for the Purim Unity Challenge. Hashtag, thank you. And we're going to challenge three other people that are going to give Mishloach Manos to someone different than us. Okay? You can still give me, don't worry. But the idea is to give it to someone that's different than you. Think about who it could be. It could be the security guard. It could be someone in the Rova. It could be someone down at the Kotel. We have to try to think about someone who's different than us. We wouldn't on our own have thought maybe to give to that person. But we accept upon ourselves, we commit that we're going to do it, and we challenge three other people to go ahead and do that as well. And then hopefully that person post videos, share it, and make it move. Now, it's not going to be so simple, right? Because how are people going to know? So we have to go ahead and make it look like it's something to do with Purim. Okay? So everyone is going to have to put on a hat. Okay? If I could do it, everyone could do it. You're going to put on a hat, okay? Or something, that a costume of some sort to show that you're doing this for Purim. Okay? Everyone's going to think about it between today, tomorrow, Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday. We're going to soft launch. Everyone should start sending it out to their contacts. It's mutter to send it to more than three people. Okay? Don't worry. And you're going ahead and you're going to challenge other people to go ahead and do that. And then hopefully they'll do it to the next person, next person, next person. H.com will be launching it on Tuesday. Okay, so it's going to go to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that are going to get this message. Hopefully not see me with my hat, but okay. Get this message of trying to give Mishloach Manos to other people that we would not have given it to. Okay, and Be'ezus Hashem, through doing that, through being Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos on Purim, we're going to be Zoche to tremendous Achdus, tremendous unity, and merit redemption from all our tzaros, Bekarov. Amen.